Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Bruno Mars owes $50 million in gambling debts. He's been a resident at Park MGM for the last 9 years. Residencies usually don't last that long. And the reason why Bruno Mars has lasted 9 years residency at the Park MGM is because effectively MGM owns him. They own him. Based on he earns $90 million a year there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's just for that residency.
His residency earns him $90
million. Okay.
All right. Fees to his management, all the people that work for him,
mm-hmm.
and taxes make it so that barely covers the VIG. Mm. The VIG. Now, when you owe somebody money, whether it's the mob or to places like that, they charge interest.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's called the VIG. The vigorous.
Hmm. Is that what that's for, the vigorous?
The VIG.
What? I mean, I've heard of the VIG.
Well, I'm just saying that's the longer word is vigorous.
Well, that's what I'm asking. That's what that stands for, because I've heard of the VIG, but I didn't know it stood for the vigorous.
Right. What do you think the vigorous is?
I don't know.
It's the mafia form of licorice. I've never seen that face.
Blank stare.
The blankest stare I've ever seen. No, it accrues vigorously.
The
debt accrues vigorously.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, which is something, it's different definitions of it. But, yeah, 9th year of the residency, and there's no end in sight because of his addiction to gambling.
Oh, my God.
Look, I don't care how much money you have. $50 million is a lot of money. I don't care how much money you have. It's a lot of money. And to be that in debt to somebody?
Mm. Well, apparently he doesn't have any money. I mean, really, if he owes that much.
But that doesn't mean that's only his only source of income. That's just his debt. That's his deal with MGM.
No, I understand that.
So he makes other money. He has a recording career.
But it sounds like everything he's making is essentially going back to pay for his team.
Well, unless they let him ride. See, there's things. Like you get a marker at a casino. If you're somebody like him, you'll get a marker. All right? Which means, hey, here's $10,000. Hey, here's $100,000. Go play.
But how do you ever get out of that? I mean, that's like a continuous, you know.
Well, it's not like the Bruno Mars recording career is going that great. When's the last time we heard a Bruno Mars song, much less a Silk Sonic song?
Yeah.
The Silk Sonic is a thing with Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
.Paak, .Paak, .Paak,
.Paak,
.Paak.
.Paak, 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 .Paak.
Well, it's P-A-A-K. I don't know if it's .Paak or .Paak. It's Anderson .Paak. Yeah. Well, we haven't heard much out of them.
No.
We haven't heard much out of him. $50 million. You know what he needs? He needs a Jennifer Lopez in his life. Because Jennifer Lopez snatched Ben Affleck out of his addictions. And that was the reason why they broke up in the first place.
Yeah.
His addictions.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's Jennifer Garner to straighten him out. She's free. Jennifer Garner, stop doing Capital One ads. Because you can't have a guy who's addicted to gambling hooked up with somebody who's doing credit card ads.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Capital One be like, Jen, hey.
Got a problem
love
here.
Love you, Jennifer Garner, but, you know, you got a guy that works on credit over here, so, you know. So something, he needs some help. He needs some help.
Oh, that's terrible.
And that hairstyle. Oof. Mm. That 70s retro look with the wide collars. Yeah, we're about done with that, right?
Yeah.
We'll call this Did You See? Couldn't you just see? Not Did You See? Couldn't you just see Kim calling the popo on a man holding a shotgun, but only turns out he was playing air guitar. She'll call the police on a clown just standing on the side of a road. She thinks that a clown standing at the edge of the forest is like some sort of breaking the law. It's not.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
It's weird.
Why is it scary?
Because it's weird.
You don't see a clown just sitting. I've seen it too many times too.
Like, well, that's a movie.
Yeah, but
that's
still.
That's a person who's wearing clown paint on their face.
They shouldn't just be standing on the side of the road or the edge of the forest.
You know who doesn't wear clown paint on their face? Tough guys. All right. You ain't got nothing to worry about. But a man with a shotgun turned out to be a man with an air guitar. You know, playing a little air guitar. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, thanks to the KPD this morning. Thank you to the KPD, as I arrived at this morning very early to see a door standing wide open here at Star 102.1.
Never a good thing.
Wide open. I'm like, oh, hello. Huh. Yeah, called KPD. Quick to respond. Thank you to the officers who responded this morning. And
thank you for not just walking in. Thank you for not just walking in.
What do you mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
With the door being wide open and you not just walking in yourself.
Oh, I could have walked in myself.
I'm glad you didn't. You should never do that. Thank you for calling the police and not just walking in.
You mean taking care of business? Well, yeah. TCB? I ain't got no clown. I ain't got no clown paint on my face, baby. I'll put somebody down. I'll take someone down to Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
It's always better to let other people take care of the business. Take care of my light work. Oh. That's what you're saying.
Light work.
They did clear. They walked in. They walked around. They made sure that they were very matter of fact, very, very professional police department, that KPD. And I appreciate that. They did find an old employee sleeping in there, but I told them, don't worry about him. We're used to sleep all the time when he worked here. And but it reminds me of the shotgun, which is only an air guitar. Do you remember when I was shooting real estate photography for a friend of yours? And I wanted to get some early morning shots of a house with the sun rising on the face of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to do it on a tripod, camera attached to the tripod. Instead of breaking it down and moving to different locations, I just would hike that full extended tripod up on my shoulder and walk down the street to get a better angle, better view and all that. Cops pull up. God. Report of man with shotgun in neighborhood.
Wasn't me, by the way, who called.
Oh, it wasn't your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know. Right. I'm somehow not allowed to go in her neighborhood, some sort of sign at the front. But I'm like, and the cop pulled up, goes, just kind of smiled and goes, "You're the man with the shotgun?" I said, "Well, sure. This is it." And I held up because with a tripod, you can extend the legs. And then you can retract them to put it away. I wouldn't take them down. I would just collapse the tripod. So I carried it on my shoulder like, a 10, a 2, take it up. I'm going to do my military maneuvers.
You could see where that would look like a shot. Yeah,
well, you'll see that.
But I was walking back and forth, and I'd spin, and I'd walk this way, and I'd walk. No. I was doing that. But needless to say, I didn't do much photography after that for that person.
No.
Neighborhood seems to frown on people in the neighborhood at 6 o'clock in the morning. With a shotgun.
Can't imagine why.
AKA a tripod. Well, you do what you want. I'm in a public street. I can do what I want.
But if people think you have a shotgun.
I don't care when they think I didn't have a shotgun.
Well, that's okay.
Yes. If I show up in your neighborhood, I'm having a shotgun. I'm just letting you
not
know.
Surprised.
Do you know Dollywood? We're going to call the contest two doozies and a softball. We'll get people on the line. We'll ask trivia questions. First two, doozies. Third one, softball. We had to make sure we give away these tickets. For season passes, I get sometimes. You can go on and on and on with these questions and never get an answer. So there will be an answer. There will be a winner just after 8 o'clock for Dollywood tickets. And I'm talking about season passes and a parking pass. Okay? And this is happening all week long in the 8 o'clock hour right here at Starwater 2.1 as we celebrate their 39th year. It's a long time, Kim.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's also been a long time that I've not really known what my husband does for a living.
How you don't ask? How you don't really want to know?
Well, I ask, but I still don't understand exactly because it's so far outside of my realm of reality. But over the weekend...
What does he do for a living, Kim?
Well, he's a Star 102.1 promotions check. He does stuff for the radio station. Over the weekend, we had the St. Patrick's Day parade, and he went with me.
He's employed here?
Well, apparently, because over the weekend, like I said, we had the St. Patrick's Day parade, right. And he went down with me, and he was wearing a green sweater and jeans.
Okay.
And when we got down there...
So he looked like everybody else?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, everybody's wearing green.
All right.
And so Lori Tucker from TV6 and I were doing some stuff. We had to be there early. And so we went down to do some social media, and he was left behind under this tent. And when I come back...
When you say this tent, you mean the Starwater 2.1 tent?
Under a tent? No, just it was just tent. A tent over at the grandstand where, the VIPs and stuff were going to be. And I come back and he's...
where else would Ralph be?
And he's looking at this radio. And I'm
like a walkie-talkie
thing. Yeah,
radio?
Like a walkie-talkie thing. And I don't think anything about it. So he's fixing it, you know, fixing and he hands it back to one of the parade people. One of the volunteers there that's coordinating things.
All right.
And I don't think anything about that.
Do they know his history of, quote, fixing things?
No, apparently not. Well, but he was able to fix it, whatever was wrong with it. And, you know, and then a few minutes later, he disappears.
Hmm.
Not unusual because my husband tends to run off, you know, and do his thing.
With other women, yeah.
No, not at all. But he just disappears from time to time. He's a wanderer.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for him, and Lori says, oh, no, he's gone to his van. And I said, why?
He took the cool minivan.
Well, yes, but he's parked over on State Street.
Okay.
And I said, why has he gone to the van? And she goes, well, they asked him to get some zip ties. And I said, why did they ask him to get zip ties?
Hold on. They think he works for the radio.
Yes.
He doesn't work here?
No.
Oh.
But he...
Hold on. So you still don't have any idea what your husband does for a living?
Not really. But apparently on the weekends, he works for the radio station.
Oh, and my God.
And so he comes back.
Did he have like a laminate on?
No.
Or?
He's just wearing his sweater and his jeans.
Did he have a Star 102.1 shirt
No.
on?
No. He's just wearing regular clothes.
Well, then how did you get confused that he works
here? So he comes back and he has the zip ties and he fixes the banner and everything. And so the next thing I know, we're getting ready for the parade to start. And I look down the street and he's putting these stanchion things, you know, that you pull. I don't know what else to call it. They're those poles that have the stretchy line stuff, you know, that block people off.
Okay.
So he's putting those on the street and pulling the stuff and connecting
it. He's a parade volunteer.
And he's putting this stuff down, and I go, what is he doing? And the woman says, well, he's your promotional tech. Do you need him for something else? And I said, that's my husband. And she said,
oh my God,
that's your husband?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes. And she goes, I thought he was your promotional tech.
And was treating him like a promotion.
And I said, no. And she goes, I sent him for zip ties. He fixed my radio.
Oh Lord, I can imagine where it went from there.
I said,
how
dare you? Confused. No!
The king of my castle!
No!
He has to do menial tasks like retrieving zip ties and cordoning off the proletariat!
No, not at all. He was happy to help. He loves to do that stuff.
You were probably so put off.
But I mean, he was sweating. He had been working all this time. Gosh. He had put banners up.
And that's the first time he sweated since the 90s?
No, that's not true.
All right.
But it was so funny. She goes, well, he's been great. And I said, well, he is. He's a great guy. But she goes, I really thought he was your promotional tech. He was up here to help you. And I was like,
well, hold on. Did he leave anything to be fixed until after the parade was over? Or did he get all fixed by the time? Versus him, Mark versus Kim. Contestants, ready to go. One named Emily, one named William. Today,
Is it Emily?
Mariah.
I had Mariah.
My bad. Sorry. Hi, Mariah. Hey. Sorry, Mariah.
Hi.
Mariah's like ready to hang up. Oh,
she's like, who?
You got somebody named Emily.
Yeah.
And Will's there as well. Today, Will and Emily are playing the list.
Mariah.
I'm only kidding. Mariah and Kevin are playing the list for...
four tickets to Paw Patrol Live, the great pirate adventure. Ryder needs all Paws on deck as he and the Paw Patrol discover a secret treasure map while on a mission to rescue Cap'n Turbot before Mayor Humdinger finds it first. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Paw Patrol. The East Tennessee version of Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
Is Paw Patrol.
That's right.
The knockoff version.
It has to be. Produced by Kim Hansard.
That's right.
Mariah has hung up the phone.
Well, you kept calling her Emily.
Mariah, call back. We have caller ID. We'll be able to see that it's you. Mariah, call back. Well, we have a text to the radio station from Emily coming up, and we're going to talk about that. And I have a note here. This is Emily. Damn it. Sorry. Mariah, she can't be mad. That's not me. That did not make her mad.
Oh, I wouldn't think. I don't know.
I mean, I have her number. So call her back. She can't have. She could. All right. We'll give it our shot here.
All right, Will. On your mark.
She won't be able to steal any points, I guess.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Okay. This is the first meal of the day is called what?
Breakfast.
Yes. This is okay. Settle down, Mariah. This is something
yes,
you
I'm here.
Something you drop into a drink, William, and it keeps it cold. Yes, and its individual ones are what?
Ice cubes.
Yes. This is what all the little women are selling right now in front of the grocery store, and they're tasty and they're little confection.
Girl Scout cookies.
Yes. This is bologna, turkey, ham, and you get it at the deli.
Deli meat.
It's already sliced up, and so it's a. What's the opposite of hot? What's the opposite of hot?
Cold.
Yes, and so those
cold cut.
Yes. You drink your Java out of this in the morning, not a mug, but just
coffee
a very
cup.
Yes. This is fresh squeezed from Florida, fills up a glass.
Orange juice.
Yes. Not the steak one of these cutters, but it's a soft it's for soft things, the soft dairy product we spread on bread. So we spread that with
butter knife.
Yes. Where our closet, where all our food is called. The closet with our food is called.
Pantry.
Yes. Hefty makes these. What are they called? Individual ones.
Trash bag.
Very good.
All right. Mariah came in, but there was nothing for him to steal. Is there anything for her to steal?
Nothing,
no.
Nothing all right. that she could steal. He got right. that one at the last
all right.
second.
Scoremaster Steve.
So that is 9 for Will.
Wow.
0 Very for Mariah good. So far.
Breakfast.
I think I got 8 last time.
Well, you're a pretty good player, dude. Breakfast, ice cube, Girl Scout cookies, cookie cutter I skipped, cold cuts, coffee cup, orange juice, butter knife, pantry, and trash bag. All right, Mariah, where did you go, dear? What happened?
I have no idea. It just okay. cut off. I think it all was right. my phone.
Okay, good. So you weren't mad that I called you Emily?
No, I don't care. That's fine.
All right.
So should we continue calling you Emily?
Well, it's okay. I think in that your stripper name or is Mariah your stripper name? Which one? All right, are you ready, Mariah?
Yes.
Got to have 10 to win.
Woo.
On your mark, get set, go.
This is the fruit with a peel that you pull down. It's yellow.
Banana.
Uh-huh. This is, you can wear it around your head. You can wear it around your neck. It has like a design around it. Cowboys wear it. It's the same beginning. I don't know. Let's skip that for now.
A tie?
No. This is the not the guitar, but the ding 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 ding.
The banjo.
Yes. This is
Oh, bandana.
Yes.
Bandana for
yes.
The
yes. Yes. This is when you have food laid out before you, and it's not a buffet, but you go to this, and it's a like you give away awards, or you may go for a celebration.
Banquet.
Yes. This is a I can't say that. It's what you put on a cut on your finger or on your arm, on your knee.
Bandage.
Pardon?
Bandage or Band-Aid?
Yes, I know. You got it right the first time. Now, what you just said, it's the brand of that. What the brand of what we put on our finger or our knee or the
Band-Aid?
Yes. This is we're going to jump on this because everybody's on for something, so we're going to jump on this
bandwagon.
Yes.
Scoremaster Steve.
Mariah got 7.
Oh.
It's over.
Good, but not enough. Yeah. Banana, bandana, banjo. I skipped bandit. I skipped Bananarama. Banquet, banish, bandage, Band-Aid, bandwagon.
It looks like William is going to Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
Mariah, thanks for calling back. We appreciate you doing that. Makes the game a little bit more fun. We have 2 contestants. William, congratulations. Off to Paw Patrol you go.
Thank you.
You probably don't need to hear much more than the headline on this one, because you can just start shaking your head when I say, Dua Lipa fan calls cops as Nicki Minaj fan flies to his house to settle Dua versus Nicki beef.
Okay.
And they say, oh yeah, pull up. Well, guess what he did?
Pulled up.
He pulled up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you need to know? And they say America's doing great. Yeah. When you're so invested in your favorite singer,
oh my goodness,
that you'll buy a plane ticket to fly to the address of a fan who you dared to have a disagreement with. Oh, I don't even want to get into it.
Over a singer, you know? I mean, this isn't...
This is America, baby. It's America, baby. Knoxville's number one hit music station. It's the Mark and Kim Show. And so it's a big contest. So big, they had to go all out.
Do you know Dollywood?
Boom. Do you know Dollywood? Well, here's how it's going to work. I've got trivia questions, and I have callers on hold. We're going to call this two doozies and a softball. The first two questions, doozies. Third question, softball. Simple. We go to line one right here and welcome in this person. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Dollywood season passes and a parking pass if you get this question correct. It's simple as that. If you don't get it correct, if you don't get it right, then I'll go on to Sherry next. She'll get another doozy, not the same one you got, a different doozy. If she gets that wrong, move on to Morgan. Morgan gets the softball. If Morgan doesn't get the softball, maybe we'll hold the tickets till tomorrow.
Then God bless us all.
God bless us all. All right, Jen, are you ready for your doozy?
I'm ready.
All right. Question for Jennifer. What was Dollywood called just before it became Dollywood? What was Dollywood called just before it became Dollywood? 5 seconds.
Gold Rush Junction.
Just before it became Dollywood, that would be incorrect. Thank you for calling.
No.
Let me go to, by the way, that was Silver Dollar City just before it became. It used to be Gold Rush Junction, but
before
just.
Before Silver Dollar City.
Yes, mm-hmm. It wasn't, yes. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Doozy number two for Sherry. You get this right, you win tickets to Dollywood, season passes to Dollywood is what I should say, and a parking pass. Sherry? Okay. Sherry?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
What year did Dollywood become Dollywood? 5 seconds. Two?
99.
1999! That is incorrect. It was 1986, the year of our Lord.
Yeah, 86. I got that afterwards.
Yeah. All right. Let me grab Morgan off of line three. Hello, Morgan.
Hi.
You know, I call this two doozies and a softball. Here comes the softball. Morgan?
Yes.
Dollywood is named after which country music legend?
Dolly Parton.
Would that be Dolly Parton?
That is correct, sir.
Oh, my goodness. I guess it kind of pays to be the third caller, doesn't it?
That's right.
Morgan, congratulations. Dollywood season passes and parking pass as well. Congratulations.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you so much.
See how easy that was? She was so nervous. Like, oh, my God.
I know. And it's like, oh, my gosh.
Hold on, darling. Hold on. Be right back with you. There you go. So all week long, your chance to win Dollywood season passes and a parking pass. There you go. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You like two softballs and a doozy?
I do.
Yeah. How about two heaters and coach pitch? We'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, I like that.
Two heaters.
And coach pitch.
Couple of chin musics.
Oh, yeah.
And a coach pitch. That's tomorrow right here. Same time, same place, same bat channel right here on Starwater 2.1. All right. So listen to this. This is funny. This is from Eagle-Eared Emily, who catches anything we do wrong on this program. Doesn't say much when we get things right. But if we get something wrong, she's on it. Remembering the story of me and the $20 bill handed over to the convenience store worker who asked the person behind them, what do I do with this? Oh, I don't know. Put it in the cash register, give me my change. I don't know. What do you do with a $20 bill? Just thought of you because I'm picking up Bleeps at Bleep. Let's not out the store that doesn't know how to teach his employees how to run things.
Okay.
My purchase was $2.20. Don't get your mind boggled. I'm not going to ask you math. I promise.
Okay. I was like, do I need to write this down? Is this going to be a test?
I promise.
Okay.
I'll just read the text.
All right. Then I just want to listen then. Okay. Mm-hmm. No mathing.
Not that I don't have a bunch of questions about how to make change here coming up for
you.
Oh,
gosh, no, don't. Mm. Please don't.
Did you not work at Handy City? The best
I did,
home
but I had a register, and it told me how to give cash back.
I'm always the amount tendered, right?
Yes.
Yes, and then boom,
Tell me.
Right. My total blue, my total was $2.20. I gave her a $20 bill. Then after she typed that in, I found two dimes. So I said, oh, I've got the 20 cents here. If you want to just give me $18 back. Okay. And she's like, it says I'm supposed to give you back $17.80.
Okay.
And I said, yeah, that's correct. But if I give you $20.20
mm-hmm.
and on a purchase of $2.20, then it's just $18 back.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, and then I see a bunch of, you know, scary emoji faces in the text. And she literally said, I don't know what to do.
Oh.
And I said, you can just go ahead and give me back the $17.80. That's no problem. I could use the change. Trying to make her feel better.
Yeah.
That's what Eagle-eared Emily does. She makes people feel better.
She's nice.
She's a nice person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, she probably just wanted to go.
What is that?
Yeah.
And so she did. She gave me the $17.80 back, and she apologized and said, I'm sorry. I haven't been trained on cash yet.
Haven't been trained on cash.
Yet.
Nobody has cash.
Who gets trained? Do you need to be... hold on. Do we need to be trained on cash now?
Pretty much.
All right.
Because nobody has cash.
The bill comes to $17.52, Kim.
$7.52.
17. See, you can't even hear me.
I thought you said $7.52.
$17.52.
All right.
All right.
All right.
You give $20.52.
$20.52.
Right. How much are you getting back?
$3.
Kimberly Renee Hansen, everybody. Look at you. The bill comes to $7.13.
Okay.
You give $10.25 back. Oh, you give $10.25. How much do you get back?
12.
I should give you only things that you would actually do. Because why would you, you know, the whole object is to get either a flat without change. You try to round it up so that you don't get the change in your hand. Because a lot of people don't like change.
Yeah.
So if it's...
I always have way more change than I need.
If it's $17.52 and you give $20.52, you know, that's helping out.
That's $3.
Right. Yeah, and you get rid of your own change.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes, like, if you can make it easier,
mm-hmm.
if you want to, like, get a $5 bill or a $10 bill as opposed to a bunch of ones, then you can overpay.
Oh, exactly.
Right, right. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, not really.
you can if you want to get, let's say the bill is $17.
Okay.
And you've got 20 and two ones in your wallet.
All right.
Would you just give them the 20 or would you give them the 20 plus two?
I'd just give them the 20.
But if you want to have just a $5 bill as opposed to a bunch of singles in your wallet, why don't you just give the 20 plus two?
Why even do all that? Just give them the 20 and get it over with.
Then give them the 20 plus two. That's 22 minus 17 is what?
I don't know.
Hold on. Have you been trained on cash yet?
No, I haven't.
You get a bag of five.
It's five. That way you have even like cash money instead of a bunch of change.
Yeah, a bunch of singles. Well, I'm just doing the singles on that one.
Well,
well, granted, as much as he goes to the strip clubs, you know.
But he might want the ones.
New father and all, yeah.
Hi, Mom. You don't have to worry. We're fine now, but... they're rioting in front of our hotel.
And where is he?
Long Beach, California.
LBC.
Mm-hmm.
You knew.
The home of Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had a beautiful week out there.
Mm-hmm. What was he doing out there?
He was spring break. He was with his digital media class. He had a convention and a competition. Everything went wonderful until Saturday night.
Until gunplay.
Oh.
Breaks out in the LBC.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Snoop Dogg was a hip-hop artist in the 1990s.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard of him.
At one point, rapped a lot about the Long Beach area and the problems there. And
LBC.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it had cleaned up. You know, I thought it was fine.
Okay, based on what knowledge? Based on how much time do you spend in the LBC?
None.
So how would you have any idea whether or not, quote, it's been cleaned up?
Well, you know, Tyler tried to tell me.
It's worse now than it's ever been before.
Tyler tried to tell me.
I didn't want to scare you, though.
But you were.
I wanted you to be aware.
But he kept saying, Long Beach. And I said, yeah. And he goes, Long Beach. You know that's where Snoop's from. I said, yeah.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
you know.
He goes, that's where your son's going. I said, yeah, but he's going with some friends. They're going to be at a competition. They're going to be doing stuff. They were all over the place because they had to shoot. They had to edit. They had to, not guns.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, like, they had all their equipment and everything. And then after I hear this.
Who's on the lockdown?
There were masked teens looting, like, on the street he was on.
Oh, Long Beach is where he was. So much better than it used to be.
Well, I thought it was.
Are you at all familiar? Are you at all familiar with that thing that I talk about from time to time? You know, that place known as California.
Well, my son got it firsthand this week on the street he was on. I don't know if you know anything about it, but he was on Pine Street at the Hyatt Regency. That's where the convention and everything was. And they were
fighting about.
And they were literally in groups of like four or five, you know, doing their little competition stuff. I shouldn't say little, but that's what
Why do you say little?
I just said little competition stuff.
Are you downgrading the
competition? No, I didn't mean to downgrade it at all.
Does he know that you call it a little thing?
Well, I didn't mean to downgrade
that little career he wants to start.
No, but it was a big deal. It was really a big deal. Huh? Thousands of kids there.
Well, good for him.
But anyway, he calls me.
Did he have to lock down at all?
Yes. Saturday night, they were not to leave their hotel. And that's when he called me because they were supposed to be at this party to celebrate the end of the convention and everything.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, Mom, you don't have to worry now, but there was a shooting down the block.
Which is...
Some kid was killed.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it was bad. And he goes, there was looting, windows broken. He'd never seen anything like it. And I said, well, are you seeing this? He goes, yeah, we could look out our hotel window and see all this stuff.
Well, when guns are being fired, you might want to move away from the window.
Yeah.
I don't know if, in fact, you need to tell your son those things. But although I'd like to set him loose for about a month at the LBC. I often said I wanted this kid for the summers to try to get all the softness off him that the two of them were providing for him. So
I think it's gone. He was,
hold on. He wasn't accosted. He wasn't attacked.
No, he wasn't, but they saw things that they had not seen.
It got real.
It did get real.
Well,
I mean, when you see this and you've not.
It got real from the Hyatt Regency.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Kimmy.
More. Shello, everybody. It's Monday, the 18th day of March 2024. It's a Monday, and it's nice to be back. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to make it today. I had to cancel St. Paddy's Day parade appearance.
And we missed you. It was a good parade.
You didn't think about me once.
No, we did. We did.
You and Lori Tucker hosting that thing don't need me about.
We had fun.
Don't need
we
me around.
We did have fun.
Because what that means is...
It was a good crowd.
Wouldn't have had fun if I'd been there.
Right.
That's not true.
You know, my nemesis.
That's not true.
My nemesis, Lori Tucker.
What do you mean nemesis?
What do you mean? What do I mean nemesis?
No, what do you mean nemesis?
She's my nemesis.
How is she your nemesis?
Do I need to play an audio clip for you that reminds you of why Lori Tucker is my nemesis? Well, actually, the clip of Lori Tucker is in reference to her big-timing me live on television when you and I were on TV for some fundraising thing, and she says, and we want to welcome from Starwater 2.1, Kim Hansard and her friend.
Wow.
Yeah, huh?
Wow, on live TV?
On live television. I've been in town for years by this point. Years. Not 20, not 24, but definitely years. And Kim, who's your friend? Well, this is Mark of the Mark and Kim Show. Oh, she said, to which then, of course, let's just say I didn't handle that greatly.
He didn't.
I didn't handle it well. I don't handle things like that. I don't handle big time. When Halloran Hilton Hill, who's a lovely man, big time me one time. I'm sorry, who are you again?
Really?
You're with who? After I just introduced myself and the whole thing, which is fine. You know, it's Hal. Yeah. Hal's fine. But after that little diss on live television, I came back and I offered this moment in time.
Hello, and thank you for calling WATE6. This is Lori Tucker of the 6 News Team. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time during this message. Press 1 to reach Lori Tucker. Press 2 to reach Lori Tucker of the WATE6 News Team. Press 3 to reach Lori Tucker. Press 4 for Lori Tucker of the News Team.
Yeah.
Press 5.
She's on
Lori
every
Tucker.
Line.
Every line goes straight to Lori Tucker. So yes, I'm sure you two had fun.
We did have
especially
fun.
Seeing that I wasn't there. So.
No, we missed you, and it was a really good parade, though. We had fun.
Was it better without me?
No.
So I was pasted to the toilet. I've been on a medication for a long time now that every once in a while just plays tricks on my body.
Mm-hmm.
Took me a while to get used to this medication. Once I got used to it, it did all the things it's supposed to do, lowered my A1C and, you know, all the great stuff that this, but it also makes you, if you aren't fully, I don't know, I don't know, like used to it or build up a tolerance a little bit for it, it just can make you shit your ass off.
Permanent diarrhea.
It wasn't permanent. Nothing's permanent.
We did talk about that at one point, but it can cause that.
The only thing permanent is death. But so, yeah, I was literally at 4 a.m. I emailed everybody. I'm like, it's 4 a.m. and I've been on the potty all night. You're going to have to forgive me. I can't imagine having to run from the gay street into some business to try to go to the bathroom.
That would not be pretty.
It was an emergent situation, so I had to beg off. And so I apologize to those who were standing by wondering where I was. Hold on. Where are the cricket sounds? Where's the crickets? I did say something on the air the other day, and I did, or I'm sorry, on the podcast, and I promised the next day I would talk about it. And we never did. And it was, let's see, somebody from the 865 had said, "Hey, Mark, on the podcast the other day, maybe Wednesday, you wrote down a note saying mental note referring to your wife. Did you ever discuss that further?" And so I didn't. And so now I will. So does your fiance, girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
Baby mama? Does your girlfriend make audio mental notes?
Audio mental notes?
Audio mental, like spoken word mental notes. So if I ask you to take a mental note on something, where are you going to do that?
Keep it in my head.
Right. A mental note.
That's what makes it a mental note,
right?
Isn't
right.
It?
Right.
Okay.
Now, my wife has a habit of talking to herself.
Okay.
Or so I thought. She is now started this thing, and it's been for a while now, a year, maybe a little bit more, where she now tries to subliminally tell me things by, quote, talking to herself.
Hmm.
So she'll pull out the trash can. Let's say the trash can is full.
Okay.
She just won't snatch it up out of the bin and tie it off and take it out of the garbage can. She goes, "Oh, wow, this is it's really full."
Now, does she say it kind of under her breath?
Under her breath. Oh, she doesn't say, "The garbage can is full." She doesn't do that. She goes, "Oh, really? I guess I'll have to take this out."
Okay. So it's almost like she's talking to herself, like she doesn't mean to talk out loud.
Yeah. Almost.
Okay.
Like she's talking to herself. Now she talks to herself. I don't know how I feel about it completely. Not exactly sure how I feel about it.
Has she always done that? I mean, talking to herself?
Not as much as she has in the last 10 years. Okay. So I don't know if she needs help. I don't know.
Well, she needs help with the garbage, apparently.
And that's not all. Like, I should have a list of examples. I should have over the last year been starting to write things down. But I take all my notes mentally. And when I take my notes mentally, I keep them in my head. And now that I'm sitting here on the spot trying to regurgitate some of the things that she says, it's just anything that needs to be done, she is, and I'll say, "Excuse me?" She goes, "Oh, no, I'm just talking to myself." I'm like, "No, you're not." You're not talking to yourself. She'll like, "Okay, this will need to go back to Whole Foods because that's the code." Like if we have Amazon stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. It goes back to Whole Foods, goes back to UPS, a couple other places. And then she starts making these mental notes, which I'm present for.
Okay.
I'm there. If she's talking by herself when I'm not there and making these same mental notes, I don't know. It's like the tree in the forest.
Well, of course you don't, because right.
The tree falls in a forest. Does it make any sound? If my wife talks to herself with no one around, is she really talking to herself? But if I'm around, I see it as she's talking to me.
Okay.
And so it's a constant dialogue, if you will, a diatribe even, where she's making these mental notes, but I would say a strong 50 to 60% of her mental notes are things that I end up doing or do. And it's almost like she subconsciously or consciously doesn't think I'm going to do them. Which, and let me tell you this, she always says these words, "Gosh, you do everything. You jump in. You do everything," especially with the grandchildren.
Yeah.
If there's like, you know, I just do things. It's just, I can't stand to not do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But granted, there's times I don't want to do nothing. Absolutely.
You don't want to do nothing.
Huh?
You don't want to do nothing?
There's times I don't want to do nothing. Yeah, that's a proper double negative. There are times that I don't like to do anything. And if I have headphones on for video games or if I'm editing pictures, photograph, whatever, that's fine.
Do but you think she's making a list for you, like this verbal list?
Yes.
Is it like,
that's exactly
but she's
what
not
it is.
Writing it down?
Well, because she knows that I remember generally everything she tells me. Now, one of the things that I do is I will, in the morning, 3:45 or whatever, when I'm leaving the house, I will forget to take some things sometimes. Okay? The house is darkened.
Mm-hmm.
I do one thing in the morning when I get up. All right? Get dressed. Mm-hmm. I do a second thing in the morning. That's pour an iced coffee. I do a third thing in the morning, and that's leave. I don't do anything else. So the night before, I'll shower, shave. I will get my bag together, everything that I need, and I'll place it right near the door, a little mud room area, okay? And that mud room area is darkened. I don't turn the lights on in the house.
Okay?
I let the glow of the refrigerator illuminate my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I make the coffee. I walk out the door. And there are things sitting there that in the dark, sometimes I will miss.
Okay?
So I will forget things that are in front of me sometimes, but I will always remember to do what I'm told. The problem, and maybe you do this and maybe you can attest to this or not, I don't need or want my wife telling me things weeks in advance or days in advance. Oh, you have talked about this.
My husband's like that. He wants to know
then and when.
I can tell him weeks in advance, but by gosh, he really needs to know before. He goes, you can mention it. He goes, but I'm not going to remember. You need to tell me the day of.
Or, my wife has now resorted to saying, well, I just want to put it on your radar.
Exactly.
My radar is when the torpedo's about to hit the submarine.
Yeah, my husband is like that too.
All right?
Yeah.
I want to hear pings with just enough time to turn the submarine out of the way of the torpedo.
That's how my husband is.
I don't need to pick a new ocean to go to.
Yeah.
Which is something I would, mm-hmm. 3-4 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, by the way, April 17th. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't want to know about April 17th.
Uh-huh.
You know what I want to know about? March 17th.
Yeah.
Especially when today's March 18th.
Yeah.
But I want to know, if it's happening that day.
That's how my husband
is.
Maybe
the day before.
I've learned that if I'm telling him that, it's like I have to say it and tell him so that I know that I've made him aware. That's for me,
but
not
you
for
do,
him.
Right. But if he tells you, and I've told my wife the same thing, if we tell you that telling us 3 weeks, a month, 2 weeks, even a week out, that that's not helping,
mm-hmm.
that we're not more aware of it, or at all aware of it, if we've told you that, why can't you grasp it?
Well, but he's also told me.
Answer the question.
I'm going to, because he's also told me it's okay that I tell him then, because when the day comes or the day before, he'll say, oh yeah, I remember you talking about that. So it's not like a total
surprise.
Why
do you need that confirmation that he knows that you've talked about that? More for you. That's not for him.
Well, it is for me, but he says it's okay because he doesn't like things to be sprung on him either. But he's not going to remember the day, the hour, or anything else like that.
Okay, then I'm different. Then you tell me a day or the day of or the day before of something trivial.
Mm-hmm.
Something trivial, something that I did not need to allot time for on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A day before, perfect, fine. Hey, by the way, tomorrow, remember you're going to, or do you mind to whatever, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks like making these out loud mental notes or telling me something 3 weeks or a month in advance. Hey, by the way, in June, when we go to Italy, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm not going to remember it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm in the moment. I'm literally every minute of my life is in the moment. Yes, mm-hmm. I think about the future. Yes, I think about the past. Yes, I have a memory. I can remember things. But I'm always trying to concentrate on the things that are present.
Mm-hmm.
Not off in la-la land trying to remember every damn thing that's going to happen 3 weeks or a month from now.
No, he won't remember it.
Right?
I mean, he won't. It's just, it's gone the minute I say it.
I just don't understand when you ask somebody to not remind you of something weeks or months in advance, why they can't stop doing that. But then again, as we talked about before, she's always talking.
And it's for our peace of mind, too.
I don't care about your peace of mind.
I can't speak for her, but it's for my peace of mind.
If it's something I need to do, then your peace of mind should be the fact that you tell me the day before and I do it the next day, or you tell me the day of and I do it. Simple.
But it may be, for me, and again, I can't speak for your wife, but for me, it's like, I wouldn't want to be told that day. So it's for me, my peace of mind, and to know that I've done due diligence, I guess. So if he has something that day, like if it comes to him, nope, I can't do that day. Because if it is something that he knows he has that day, nope.
Now, my wife will ask this. If it's something significant, like if we're going to go somewhere,
mm-hmm.
She'll say, hey, do you have anything scheduled for April 8th?
Mm-hmm.
I'll look. No. Well, I'm like, is it something that needs to go on a schedule? Well, no. Like, I just need you to pick up something at Target. Okay, because it's coming in on the 7th or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well then on the 7th, let me know. Mm-hmm. Send me the code, whatever. You know, mm-hmm. I'll do that. So the mental notes that are being spoken aloud are becoming more list-based than ever before. If they're for her, write them down on a piece of paper. If they're for her, keep them in your head. But she is constantly, and I'm like, oh, mental note. And she'll like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you've made a mental note for me. You're making mental notes for me.
Does she really not know she's doing it?
She.
Or do you not know?
She's a very smart woman.
I know she is.
I wouldn't say it's an MO, like a modus operandi, but I certainly think she knows what she's doing. And maybe that's based on experience. Maybe I'm bitching for nothing because, you know, she knows who she's dealing with. Maybe I've forgotten enough stuff but I don't think that I have. Granted, maybe I'll ask her, have I forgotten so much stuff? Just generally speaking, that you need to make these out loud mental notes, these audio mental notes for me to kind of hear. Like, is this you putting stuff on my radar when you know I don't like to have things put on my radar weeks in advance or whatever? I'll have to ask her. She won't tell the truth because, you know.
But the trash isn't weeks in advance.
Oh, she'll do that. But you're like, oh,
I mean,
looks like I'll have to take this out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, oh, let me get that for you. That kind of thing. So this is kind of related to this. So let me move on from that. So I did want to follow up. Thank you. We don't have your name listed here as a frequent texter, but I do scroll back and I see that there's a lot of texts you sent from the 865. So thank you for the reminder that we have, brought something up and didn't follow through with it. But here's something, speaking of mental notes, preparation, taking things down, being fully prepared to, let's just say, exceed expectations. All right? Okay. People have expectations, but it's great when you exceed expectations.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of conversation with the yes man about expectations.
Mm-hmm. You have?
Meeting expectations. We've had to temper our level of expectation on certain things because there were certain things in which you don't exceed expectations. You didn't tell me to do that, or you didn't tell me not to do that, but you're getting better. There's no doubt since the Come to Jesus meeting, he's been better, right? Would you agree? All right.
Definitely.
Okay. So what you may not know is Tyler Gann, you know, the yes man Tyler Gann, is also DJ White Noise.
Mm-hmm.
DJ White Noise, who you can hire for your DJ. Yeah, I know you're smiling over there.
Yeah.
You can hire for your party. You can hire for your event. You can hire pretty much anything that needs music. He'll bring out a sound system and lights and he'll perform and he'll talk in his DJ voice. Hey, everybody. You know, the whole thing.
Congratulations.
Like he does right here.
Congratulations. Yeah. Happy birthday to who?
...
The birthday girl.
Because now those long-term, dedicated, we appreciate you listeners, will remember the fact that someone was put off because you didn't know the name of the birthday girl at a party that you were hired by the family.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Was it a birthday or was it a birthday
party? Was it the bride?
It was a birthday party.
Was it a quinceanera
party?
Or was it a...
It was a little girl's birthday party. I'm not sure the age. I didn't even know the name, let alone the age. So.
I didn't even know the name and I didn't know the age.
Funny enough, that one was in the same area, Sevier County.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because I had the same incident happen again this weekend.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
Where when you were hired by this people... They paid you the deposit. I'm sure that's how it works.
Yeah.
And you show up, they give you more money.
Well, I have it set up to where I get paid a week before.
Nice. Whatever the case may be, you got your money.
Right.
You don't give them like a questionnaire or you don't even ask a couple of questions like, well, who am I doing the birthday party for? You don't ask that even if we've been through this.
We have.
You don't ask who you're doing the birthday party for?
Now, when it comes
just
to
answer the question.
I'm more thorough when it comes to weddings. So with the birthday party, no, I did not ask those questions. It was more of a
let me ask you.
She's
a question.
Calling
when
around.
When there are other
deal.
People, are there? Is it just a birthday party for the girl and her family that hired you?
No.
Or are there invitees?
Oh, there was a bunch of people invited.
Right. Do you know what referrals are?
Yes, I do.
Referrals are when someone will contact you based on the good word of another. Wow, we had an amazing time with DJ White Noise. Man, he blew up our daughter's birthday. He was making all sorts of, you know, making her the star of the attraction, talking about her, blah, 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 blah. And then referring you. And then guess what you get out of that? More business.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't want to say, hey, happy birthday to Denise.
See, and the thing is, when I pulled up, I had to call the mother to make sure which building it is that I needed to set up in. And when I called, she yelled at her daughter on the phone like, hey, da-da-da, hey, what's the building? Like, so she said her name multiple times on the phone before I set up.
And you still didn't know?
One ear out the other.
No, you know, there's good business people and there's bad business people. There's people that want to grow a business and there's people that are just happy just to, well, I got a gig this weekend. Maybe I'll get another one in a few weeks.
Some cases are different. And in this case, she was just calling around. She was like, just trying to get a quote.
But you got the job.
I did. And it was above a lot of lack of communication between both of us. Now, typically, I would be more thorough.
No, you wouldn't.
I have made this mistake before.
Typically, I would be more thorough does not apply here because we've been through this before where you have had a birthday party and you have not known the girl's name.
Yeah, I actually said happy birthday to the wrong person. Yeah.
That's the mistake. That's a big mistake.
That's the first and only time that's ever happened.
What this tells me, though, is what we say, like the girl whose mother's screaming her name and the... Mm-hmm. Lila, in one ear and out the other, everything, in one ear, out the other. Do you ever get referral business?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Believe it or not,
I believe it.
Yeah.
He just didn't know who they are.
Right. Like, and then I try to hurry around and look at the cake to see if the name was still on there, and it's already been eaten.
So lame. That is so lame, dude.
Look
That's
at the
so
cake.
Lame. Like, why don't you, like, name something you go above and beyond on. Name something you go above and beyond on. Not just to what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Name something that you go
just
above
anything.
And, I don't care what it is. Name anything that you go above and beyond on.
Cleaning my shoes. You said anything.
No, you're right. It's just, it has me shaking my head. Like, that's... Is that the most important thing to you, your shoes and how they look?
No, not the most important
thing.
In
the top five of things that you care about?
No, but when
material
I do
things,
clean them,
in terms of, okay, in terms of not talking about children, not talking about relationships.
Okay.
Maybe not even talking about jobs. Put shoe cleaning into the top what of things you care about?
It's definitely top 10. For
what do
sure.
You, what do you care about and go above and beyond on more than shoe care? Shoe care.
Probably pay more attention to my shoes than my car.
Huh? Are you going to put shoes at number one? Are they the number one thing you care about?
That you other go, than those other things, relationships.
Well, I mean, I would hope that you care for your children.
Of course.
But do you go above and beyond for your children? Be honest.
Yeah.
I'll okay. Do. Are you getting up in the middle of the night to help with feedings?
No. We have different shifts.
Okay.
I get day shift, she gets night shift.
When
I
you say you
early.
Get day shift, what does that involve?
That's what's left.
No, I understand it's what's left. Is she sleeping during the day? Because she's not working right now.
No, she's not.
Okay. And so what feedings are you on, bottle? Is she still breast? I mean,
she does both.
But okay, does both. All right. So it's good.
So that works out so that
you have
can
to,
actually
right?
yeah. help.
That's what we're doing with our granddaughter. She's on.
She gets most of her sleep between 4 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the morning. That's when our daughter sleeps the most. And then when I get there, I can do the feeding. If she wants to nap, she wants to do her schoolwork or whatever she needs to do.
The baby's already in school?
No, Celine, my girlfriend.
Okay.
When she needs to do her schoolwork.
And how is 10th grade going?
Oh, yeah, she's getting through it. We're trying to get through it quick before we get in trouble.
Only 2 more years of high school, dude.
Yeah. We're just trying to hurry up and get it over with.
So once you got that high school education, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, I'm in
the future is wide open.
Oh, my gosh.
His girlfriend's young.
She's not that young.
Maybe not that young. So
she's young nonetheless.
I will say this, as someone that has, as you may have seen on our Facebook post this morning, We are locked into a brand new 3-year contract here at the radio station. We are starting our 24th year as a morning show. And with our executive vice president of programming and our president of Knoxville operations, Randy Chase and Kelsey Gresham, we're able to put together a deal that will keep us employed for the next 3 years here. And we thank them for that opportunity. And I think that's only come out of hard work and dedication and going above and beyond.
Right.
Studying what we do, making sure we get better at what we do every single day.
And notice he knew their names.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did.
That's right. I know their names too. Yeah.
That's right. That's
We've key. Known their names for a while.
Right.
Yeah. We didn't have to look at the cake.
What's the last name of the owner of this company?
The owner, Palmer.
Very good. What's the other owner?
You know, I didn't know. I didn't know one of them until just the other day.
You didn't know one of them had died, or didn't know one of them?
No, I knew one of them had died, but you know, there's the three principals,
right?
And I didn't know one of them.
I'll bet you don't know
just the other
66% of the principals.
Well, I know their first names, but I didn't know.
What's the first one's first name?
Daryl. Well, right. There's Carl, Daryl, and then John.
John's dead, dude.
No, I know. Well, that's what I'm saying.
He's John's dead. John's been dead for 5 years.
No, I know. He was the dead one. But what I'm saying is I didn't know the other one's last name until just the other day.
Which is?
Daryl, his last name.
Yeah, what's his last name?
I'd have to see it to read it to you. No, I'm saying I don't know that I can pronounce it.
Right, exactly.
No, I know.
What I'm saying is we've gone above and beyond to establish a long-term radio career. I've been in the business for 36 years now. Kim has been in the business for 36 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing morning radio for over 30 years now, and they could have thrown me out if I had been someone that didn't give a damn, that didn't go above and beyond, and somehow I still get signed to contracts every 3 years. It's called going above and beyond. Now, if this is just quick side hustle for you being a mobile DJ and you're just happy to get the money when you get it and it's not that big a deal, maybe that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that I'm doing, like I have a little side hustle that I do just because I enjoy doing it, but I put my ass into it. I do everything I can to make sure it hums. That way no one can ever say, well, he was kind of a slacker. I can't imagine, because I went through a major part of my life where I slacked like a son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever want to be somebody that seems like they're slacking at all, by my family, by employers, by anybody. But is this something that you'd like to have a business on the side, right? I mean, it's part of your income.
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 5 years.
Right,
now,
exactly.
Like,
so
at least.
Well, then let me tell you, as a new business owner, it's 5 years is just being a new business owner.
Yeah.
When it comes to customer service, go above and beyond. Get the family name. Bring up the mom and the dad. Hey, Beth and Tom, come on up here. And you know, maybe have a family dance or something
and
like that.
And bring that cake with you.
Bring that cake so I can find out your daughter's name. You know, I'm better at weddings.
I'm just more thorough at weddings. I have formalities and everything for them to fill out, so I already have all the information.
Then why don't you just transition that into a birthday fill-out? I should. Hold on. Not I will. Did you notice that?
But I should.
Not that I will.
No, I know.
Delete that. I will.
I'm not. Well, you're the one in charge of the deleting.
I guess I could.
But no, let's not. Because you can barely delete the intro off of these things, much less finding some little part to delete, an hour and 5 minutes into an entire podcast. Nonetheless, I would go above and beyond. And if simply asking and writing down the name of the birthday girl or the parents or, the school they go to or some of their friends. See, one of the things I will do, I'll give an example. When I go to and speak to a school, all right, I'll speak to a class or whatever. Did so recently, just 2 weeks ago. I was with several different classes at a school. Before the class would come in, I asked the teacher, give me some names of the kids, like some of the outstanding kids, some of the funny kids, mm-hmm. some of the kids I can have some fun with and play with, and I'll get their names in my head, and I'll reference them specifically during the speech.
Okay.
I'll say, Kendra, when you started dating Bill 2 weeks ago, they're like, ah! I like to do stuff
like
that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
I know it's cool. That's
it's
why
like
I do it.
It's like you've researched them. It's like right. you know yeah. something. You and care right. enough to learn about
yeah.
them.
So, right.
them
so, more. Yeah. So, Lily, come on up here. Let's talk about that fight you had with Kendra 2 weeks ago.
yeah.
Someone told me you got your ass whooped. What happened? No, nothing like that. But just it's the small touches
mm-hmm.
that keeps them coming back for more and lining your pockets with DJ dollars.
DJ dollars.
That's right. It's all you want.
Have your face on them.
That's right. DJ dollars. So, But I have a feeling in another year from now, we'll have another story. Yeah, God, I got another girl's name wrong at my birthday, at a birthday party.
No, it's something I'm aware that I need to fix, because when I got there, I was like, I need to get this girl's name.
Well, the rest of my story was, in a year from now, he's going to be at a birthday party. He's going to forget the girl's name, and he's going to find out, shit, it's my daughter.
Oh, God.
Goodbye, everybody.